All right, this is it. I'm trying to match your breakneck pace of two podfics in one night. So, this is part three of the First Date series, otherwise known as In the Car, I Just Can't Wait. And this is probably going to be really embarrassing for me, so I'm just going to try not to think about it too much. Okay. You really don't have to take me home, Derek says as Stiles drives into the preserve. I need a run anyway. You should just get yourself home. I promised your dad. It's just barely past 10. Stiles flips on the high beams and scans the road ahead, looking for the hidden turnoff he found last year when he needed a discreet place to pull a Wolfsbane-laced bullet out of Scott's shoulder. My dad said 11, didn't he? Besides, you don't need to run. You're a werewolf. Don't you just naturally have, like, crazy strength and stamina? Stiles feels his face go a little warm when he says stamina. He wants to believe that Derek hasn't heard or smelled how insanely worked up Stiles has been for the past 3 hours, but he knows it's not a very realistic hope. I like the exercise, says Derek, and Stiles rolls his eyes because of course Derek does. Wait, why are you pulling over? Well, if you want some exercise, Stiles says, aiming for cool and suggestive, but probably landing somewhere closer to, oh my God, please put your mouth back on me this instant. Stiles, are we parking? Derek says, and Stiles swears he actually sounds scandalized. God, all right, I know things got a little intense back at the theater, but oh my God, what? Stiles panics internally. Are you leading into some kind of speech about why we should slow down and back off? Because uncool, dude, you're the one who kissed me! I know, Derek says quietly. He's looking down at his hands, twisted together on his lap, and Stiles gets irrationally furious about the gorgeous sweep of his stupid long eyelashes. And not just kissed either, Stiles continues. That was like a full-on frontal assault. I don't even know the verb for what that was. Mauling? Ravishing? Oh, come on, there was no ravishing, Derek insists, grabbing nervously at the back of his own neck. And I'm sorry. I know I got carried away. He shrugs with clearly exaggerated disinterest, which is how Stiles knows the next thing he says is going to be important. It's been a very long time since I've just touched, because I wanted to, and you and me? Stiles should be letting Derek off the hook, since he's clearly uncomfortable as fuck, but he can never resist pressing when he senses an advantage. So you want to touch me, right? We should take it easy, Derek says, and his voice actually sounds breathy. Holy fuck. Maybe avoid being physical until you turn 18, at least. Okay, but fuck that. Stiles makes Derek look him in the eye, guiding him with a gentle but bossy hand on his jaw. I know you're the one who would get in trouble, and I don't want that. Even though, to be perfectly honest, I'm finding it really difficult to care right now. Me too, Derek says, averting his eyes. And Stiles can't believe he didn't notice before how nervous Derek is about all this. Okay, well, that's good, Stiles says. And oh God, he just wants to grab Derek's hands and slide them under his own shirt to feel them against his skin. This is ridiculous. So, compromise. It would hardly be humane or logical to expect me to stop kissing you now that I've already done it, so I do not accept those terms. Fair point, Derek sighs, and it sounds like a surrender. Stiles grins victoriously, sliding his hand around to rest at the base of Derek's throat, feeling the tiny noise Derek makes as a vibration against his palm. Just kissing for now. Not just kissing, mauling, Stiles corrects. And feel free to shred my seats up, by the way. I'm sure it'll be worth it. Fuck, Derek says succinctly, and he leans forward so swiftly that he gets snagged back by the seatbelt he forgot to unbuckle. Oh my God, smooth. Stiles falls back against his seat, laughing helplessly. How do you convince everyone you're so cool? You're such a nerd. Derek shoves the seatbelt away and narrows his eyes. How far back does your seat go? What? Why? Stiles unhooks his own belt and pulls his blazer off, watching Derek's arms strain against his t-shirt as he takes off his jacket. Doesn't go back any further than this. Fine, Derek says. And then all at once he's on Stiles, holding him back against the seat while he squeezes his body in front of the steering wheel. He ends up basically on Stiles' lap, one knee braced between Styles' thighs and the other balancing next to the gear shift. "Can you still breathe?" he asks, dragging his lips behind Styles' ear while he lets his weight settle more firmly against him. "Am I too heavy? Is this too close?" "Yes," Styles groans, closing his hands on Derek's hips and letting his head fall back. I mean, no. He rolls his body, pressing himself against Derek hungrily. "My leg is gonna go numb, but I don't care. I don't care. Oh my God. Come here. I can't be closer than this," Derek points out, brushing a few light staccato kisses across Styles' mouth that do nothing to ease the urgent heat under his skin. Good. Your cologne's worn off. You smell amazing." "Oh, wow." Styles jumps a little when Derek's fingers brush the bare skin of his back, and he arches off the seat a little to give him more room. "Isn't the steering wheel digging into your back?" he gasps, leaning up desperately for more of Derek's lips and tongue and teeth. "I don't know, probably." Derek nips a spot high on Styles' neck, just below his hairline, and his teeth feel a little sharper than should strictly be natural. "Fangs!" Styles squeaks, fisting his hands in the side of Derek's shirt and trying valiantly to control his breathing. Sorry. Styles feels the fangs pull back from his skin, and he tries not to make a disappointed noise. "I can control them, I just forgot to, for a second." "Is it safe?" Styles realizes he's ignoring every safe sex lecture he's ever gotten by asking for this, but he's not going to let that stop him. "I mean, if you wolf out just a little bit, is it possible to turn me accidentally? Styles." Derek pulls back as far as he can and gives Styles an admonishing look. "But it feels good, right?" Styles presses, running a hand up Derek's chest so he can feel his heart start to pound a little faster. "When you let go, you can do it a little bit. Just don't put your fangs in me and we'll be fine." "You've really got to stop being so reckless," Derek says, but... "Awesome," Styles breathes, reaching up to rub the pointed tips of Derek's wolf ears between his fingers and laughing throatily when Derek makes a blissful purring sound. "Wow, really?" "Shut up," Derek says, his wolfy ears turning red. Styles snorts affectionately and wraps both arms tight around Derek's neck, pulling him in and kissing him as deep as he can. "Yeah," he murmurs as Derek slides a hand under his thigh and hoists him up a little. "This is getting dangerously close to not just being kissing, Derek." "Can't help it," Derek whimpers a little against Styles' throat as he pulls their bodies together again. "I knew this was a bad idea." "Oh yeah, this is really terrible," Styles chuckles. He's feeling fantastic and smug and powerful, which is probably how he gets up the courage to slide his hands right into the back of Derek's pants, groaning when he gets to skin. "Did you not wear underwear? It's restrictive," Derek pants, and Styles throws his head back and laughs while he hauls Derek down against his thigh. "God, I'm so crazy about you," Styles tells him, warm and too honest in his happiness, and suddenly Derek's hands shoot up to grip the back of his seat, and his body trembles hard in Styles' arms. "Oh, damn." Derek goes limp, letting his forehead drop to Styles' shoulder. "I didn't. Sorry. Wait, what?" Styles shifts and then realizes he can feel a dampening spot high on his thigh. "Derek, did you just come? Can we just never mention this again?" Derek says against his neck. "I told you, it's been a while." "Oh." Styles runs one of his hands up Derek's back and into his hair. "So I don't get credit for it?" "Of course you do," Derek sighs grumpily, and Styles pulls his head back by the hair so he can kiss him. "Thank God. It was insanely hot, by the way, don't worry. I'm not judging you even a little bit for coming in your pants like a teenager." "How generous," Derek says wryly, but he's smiling at Styles like he's already forgotten about his embarrassment. "Do you want..." "Shit, it's 10:50! Styles pushes at Derek's chest. "I'm so sorry, you have no idea how sorry I am, but you have to get off of me now so I can drive." "Call me," Derek says once he's climbed off of Styles, sounding shy again, even though his cum is still cooling on Styles' favorite jeans. "If you want to go out again, I mean." Don't be stupid. Styles kisses him one more time, deep and dirty, and then pushes him out the passenger side. Thanks, I had a great time. Sorry you have to run home in wet jeans. No, you're not, Derek says, and his eyes are wicked as he shuts the door. Just in time, Styles' dad says from the couch as Styles lunges through the door at 10:59. Oh, for the love of God, Styles, you look like you rubbed your face on a belt sander. Oh? Styles sidles off toward the stairs, holding his hoodie carefully in front of his pants to hide the wet spot. I'd look a lot worse if you hadn't scared Derek into being a complete gentleman. Thanks a lot, Dad. You're welcome, his dad says, going back to his book. I'm supposed to be enjoying my youth with reckless abandon, Styles yells at him as he goes up the stairs, and you are ruining it. Don't forget to floss, James Dean, his dad calls back, sounding extremely smug. Styles strips down to his boxers and hops onto the bed, pulling his phone out of his pocket before tossing his jeans across the room. I kind of love your werewolf ears, he texts to Derek, and then jumps when his phone pings a reply less than a minute later. You're not normal, Derek says, and he's attached a blurry, overexposed picture of himself still in the woods, half wolfed out and aiming a long-suffering yet undeniably affectionate look at the camera. Thanks, gonna use that to jerk off, Styles sends back, and laughs happily when his phone immediately starts to ring. Oh, God. The end.